connect.
Okay, AB3WG. My name is Chris Van Winkle. I'm the MDC section manager. Good evening, everyone. We'll wait a couple minutes here. It's a bit early, and we'll get started probably at about 1 minute after. Got a lot of stuff to go through, and so it should be a good net tonight. Thanks, everyone, for joining. Stand by, AB3WG. Okay, AB3WG, good evening, everyone. We have a small group showing up tonight, so let's wait about another minute, and then we'll kick things off for this month's monthly MDC section EchoLink net. And usually folks end up joining later on as we go through, so we'll deal with that as they come. And got a few things to go over, and so we'll get started in just about a minute as some other folks are checking in. All right, AB3WG, stand by.
K3STE, this is KC3RJS. You out there, Steve? K3STE, this is KC3RJS. Steve, you got your radio on?
Okay, AB3WG, can somebody give me a radio check real quick? Just tell me if I'm getting through okay.
Fine.
Okay, for some reason I'm not getting audio through my headset here, but I think we'll be okay. All right, welcome everyone. AB3WG, my name is Chris. I am the MDC section manager. Welcome to the monthly MDC section EchoLink Net. We have a few things to go over. We have a pretty decent group joining us tonight. I want to thank everybody for joining us. And let's start out, as we always do, by thanking John Creel, WB3GXW, for the use of the WASH underscore DC conference bridge. And John, if you're out, please give us comments. Thank you so much for the great work you're doing for the MDC section. And give us a few comments, please.
Well, good evening, everybody. WB3GXW. Maybe the reason we didn't get the turnout yet is because I had the notice of a severe thunderstorm watch listed there and not the announcement of the pending net this evening. Tomorrow, the Laurel Amateur Radio Club will be holding its monthly test session at the Women's Club of Laurel, 384 Main Street, at 9 a.m., and all are welcome. I don't know if you're aware of this section manager, but the FCC ULS system has got major problems. It's been down, well, as of yesterday, it had been down for almost a week, and I don't know if it's back up or not, but that is creating issues with licensing and renewals and upgrades and people obtaining their FRN. So hopefully that'll be resolved if it hasn't been already. Back to Net Control, WB3GXW.
Okay, thank you, John. Yes, I am aware that the last notification I got from the league mentioned that the ULS system is still down. And so you're absolutely right. They've been having issues on and off for the last couple of days. So please be patient. I know that's probably affecting a lot of VE teams out there. So hopefully they'll get that resolved. And thanks for that. All right. Let me go over a couple things real quick here. I want to mention things going on in the section. I want to mention we have a new, actually an updated Atlantic Division website. The web the URL is, I'll do it phonetically, alpha-tango-lima-delta-india-victor.org. So that's altdiv.org. And we want to thank our Atlantic Division Vice Director, Marty, KB3MXM, for doing the work on that. I understand he was instrumental in updating that page and getting it to look as nice as it is right now. That page has been out there for a while, but it's really just been updated. So thanks to Marty for that. So check that out. There's a lot of great information. And that page is going to be a work in process also. There's going to be other information, links to other division sections in our division. So some more work to be done there. So that's atldiv.org, break. Okay, and speaking of websites, I have secured a domain for the new MDC website that I'm going to be building. The new domain will be arrl-mdc.org. The old website, which is arrl-mdc.net, will remain there. I don't seem to be able to get rid of it. So we're no longer going to be using that. It's out of date. It's just going to sit there. Not sure what's going to happen with that, but I'm just going to let it sit there. So we're going to be moving most of the information that's currently on the MDC site, on the League website, our MDC page, over to the new website as it gets built. I actually started building it this afternoon, and it's going to take a while because I'm using WordPress, and the learning curve is a bit steep there, so I'll get that all figured out. So we will have a new website coming on the next probably 6 months. So again, arrl-mdc.org. Break. Okay, next thing, I did have a meeting with everyone on the MDC section staff. We had really good turnout, and there's a lot of great work being done. I appreciate all the work that everyone's doing, the MCOM folks and our other section leadership. So gonna probably have a meeting with everyone again probably around September, October, toward the end of the year. And I don't think I'm gonna be doing a meeting in June ever again. That probably was too busy of a month to do a meeting, but I wanna thank everybody who participated in that. Real good work being done out there. So thanks everybody for that. Break. All right, coming up, HamFest-wise, we have this coming Sunday is the Bark HamFest up in Arcadia, right up the street from me, about 9 miles. That's the Baltimore Amateur Radio Club HamFest in Arcadia, so info is at w3ft.com, and that will be from 8 until 2. And I'll be there probably before 8 o'clock, so I'm usually at the HamFest, but around whenever they start, 7 or 8, until about noon. And so I'm hoping to see lots of folks come out, and it's usually a great event. That's a great venue up there, lots of space. And I hope to see a lot of folks there and stop by my little table, and let's chat. Break. All right, last thing for me, the section news went out last night. Late as I usually goes out about 7 o'clock, so that's out. That went to all the league members, and it's also on the MDC page on the league website. So there's a lot more information in there. My comments, as usual, and all the information from our section emergency coordinator. There's a bunch of Skywarn information in there. The HamFest information is in there. And all the other great stuff that we usually have with the section news. So that is either in your inbox or you can get it on the MDC site. Remember, you don't have to log in to the MDC site to get that. You can just go out there, do a search for MDC, get on the MDC page, scroll all the way down to the bottom in the download section. And you'll see the June section news right there. All right, that's it for me. Let's take a longer break this time. We'll get to the section staff next and continue with the monthly MDC section EchoLinkNet. All stations stand by. Okay, that should let everything reset. So I want to go to the section staff first. Let's see. I think I've got everybody listed here. Let's go to WI3N. Jim, your comments for the net tonight. Good evening.
Okay. Thank you very much, Chris. I would like to say that you have done a great job on the section newsletter. That is really great news. Well, anyway, well done. And I would ask the folks out there on the net that if you scroll through it and read through it and get down to the reports from the various ECs around the state and district, If you live in one of those counties and are not involved in the Aries group there, I would recommend, highly recommend, you please contact the EC and let them know and get involved. We really need more people. And there are also a few few counties that we do not have an emergency coordinator for, and if you are in that county and would like to volunteer, please get a hold of Jim Montgomery and let him know. That's about it for me. Thank you very much. Back to Net, WI3N.
Okay, very good. Thanks, Jim. And one thing we did different this month in the section news, in the section emergency coordinators reports, as Jim was just mentioning, for the counties that where we don't have an EC or an Aries group, we put normally previously we had something like no report or something like that, but now I'm working with Jim Montgomery. We have just a blurb of information there saying we need volunteers in this area. Please contact Jim Montgomery. So his information is absolutely all over that report. And so that's one thing we did different in the section emergency coordinators report this month. So hopefully that'll shake up some volunteers. We really need some folks on the especially the east side of the Eastern Shore, as everyone is probably aware of that. All right, let's go next to I see KC3IEI Nate out here. Nate is one of our assistant section emergency coordinators. KC3IEI, Nate, thanks for joining the meeting the other day. Give us some comments tonight, please.
Hi, Chris. Hi, everybody. Yeah, thanks for hosting. Sorry, I couldn't make the staff meeting last week. I had a work event that was ongoing, but as Chris mentioned to everyone, we've been having ongoing Aries Mat meetings monthly. And we're just working towards sharing information and contacts, which seems to be going pretty well. Did a little tour through Vera HF and then working on some formatting for some forms for WinLink, which hopefully I think we can, once we get that agreed on, we can work on throughout the section as well. And it looks like the Mobileers, I saw Don send out the Mobileers are having a set tomorrow. So hope to participate in that. Back to Net.
Okay, great. Thanks, Nate. I appreciate all the work you're doing and working with Jim and all of those folks. Our Aries Mat group, it's a fascinating group. I'm privileged to be a part of that group. And a lot of great stuff going on between us and the other folks in the Aries Mat teams, Southern New Jersey, Delaware. So we're trying to branch out and work together with a lot of those folks in the adjacent areas and regions, so some great work being done there. Okay, let's go over to Father Al, W3YVQ. Father Al is the section traffic manager, whose report you will also find in the section news, and great work being done by our NTS staff, and Father Al's the head of that. W3YVQ, your comments, please.
Very well. Good evening, all. W3YVQ. Well, let's see. I have about a half an hour worth of things to talk about, but I'm going to try and cut that down a couple of minutes so that John doesn't throw me off the bridge. By now, most of you have probably deduced by one means or another that the NTS operations here in section operate on a number of different levels. We have a local traffic net on the 146.67 machine in Baltimore. Covers a good bit of the central corridor where we take new hams right out of the cardboard box with new HDs and get them on the air through a directed traffic net, teaching the fundamentals of radiogram formatting and voicing radiograms over the air and how the NTS generally works. We also have a slow-speed CW net, the Maryland SlowNet, and that meets also every night, just like BTN. The BTN, by the way, is on at 6:30 p.m. I forgot to mention that. And the Maryland SlowNet meets at 7:30 p.m. every night on 3563, and they assign a trainer to you as an individual and take you off the net frequency and send you radiograms at whatever speed you can copy them, one at a time. And when you finish the whole package, your code speed and your radiogram knowledge will be greatly advanced. Then we have two section nets, the Maryland Emergency Phone Net on 3820 daily, currently in the summertime at 5:30 p.m. for the pre-net, 6 p.m. for the formal call, is the end of cycle 2 for the NTS, and therefore receives traffic coming into the section from various sources, including the NTS daytime session as well as the digital traffic network via RRI, and that MEPN net welcomes everyone on sideband on 80 meters on 3820. And the second section net is a combined net with Delaware and MDC called MDD, operates at 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. local time daily on 3557. And it has liaisons to the third region nets, next higher level, and the area net at 8:30 at the top of the central, eastern area of the United States. The central and western area nets meet separately at later times based on their local and time zones break. And one of the assets we bring to bear in our NTS operations here at MDC is that our digital traffic stations, which are those stations you check into the Radio Relay International Digital Traffic Network, which is a backdoor all the way 24/7 HF net that runs nationwide in parallel with the voice and CW nets and handles radiogram traffic. And when that has traffic here for the MDC section, that's pulled off by a digital traffic station. And we have all but one of our digital traffic stations now capable in both backdoor and Vera, as is the third region hub station for the digital traffic network, which is currently located in Delaware. So both of those modes permit peer-to-peer transfers to our NTS stations in section, and therefore they can take traffic and move it for you if they have to by picking it up peer-to-peer, or you can put it on the network since they all check WinLink as well. And that's by radio on either HF or the packet gateway stations for WinLink. So that is a multi-fingered or multi-rooted, a multiple network structure that provides significant nationwide coverage for all of our communication needs, particularly during NIMS ICS deployments. So that's the short version. The long version I'll dispense with in favor of wishing you all a happy Father's Day and 73W3YVQ.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Father Al. Always great information, and thanks for all the work that your staff is doing here in the MDC section, keeping the NTS system up and running and functional in case we need it. That's why we practice every day. Those nets run every day, so great system. All right, I would love to now go to our link repeaters, and we'll get some check-ins from those folks. Let's start with K3ORB. Ocean City, K3ORB, give us some comments, and then call anyone logged into your system, please, K3ORB. Okay, we'll come back there. Let's go ahead to W3FDK, the Frederick repeater. Give us your comments and call your stations, please. AB3WG, am I getting out?
Yeah, Chris, you're making it.
Y3 Uniform Mike November from the Frederick area. I'm not one of the honchos in this, but I am listening.
Okay, let's go ahead and try. Let's call. Go ahead, W3FDK. Call your stations, please.
This is W3R. I am listening. Any other stations on the W3FDK want to jump in on the net here?
Alpha Charlie 3 Echo Whiskey, I'll be listening only this evening.
We
AC3, India, Charlie Fox, Philip, listening also.
Okay, we have several stations just listening here. WECR back to that.
Okay, very good. Thank you for joining here tonight on the Frederick Machine. Thanks, everybody. Let me try K3ORB again. Any stations from the K3ORB machine, please?
UZQ on the K3ORB repeater. Unfortunately, our net control, Mark, had some family matters to deal with tonight, so he could not take the check-ins. But I can if anybody wishes to check in. This is KC3 UCQ.
This is KR4CZ, just listening.
Okay, very good. Thanks, everyone, for joining on the K3ORB repeater. Appreciate that. All right, let's go ahead to the KA2JAI machine. Your comments and call your stations, please.
Okay, this is N3FQC, and first, quick comments. Anne Arundel County areas will have a mini SET tomorrow morning, and people will be checking in for radio checks starting around 8, but probably 9 a.m. to about 11 to 12 will be the mini SET. And I want to thank Ken Reed, KG4USN, for inviting Baltimore City County areas to monitor the mini SET, so hopefully we can work together in the future and get those two areas member groups to do the SET together, maybe this October or further in the future. And with that, we've got a couple check-ins, KB3KWT and N3WF, both monitoring. And at this time, any other check-ins on the 805 machine?
KA2JAI.
KA2JAI, Mike, your comments.
Good evening, Don and Chris and everyone. I'll be participating in the mini SET tomorrow and looking forward to the Ham Fest on Sunday. Back to you, Don. This is KA2JAI.
Oh, yes. Thanks, Mike, for the reminder that, yes, that there is a Father's Day Ham Fest. I forget where it is. I don't have that in front of me, but, Mark is putting that on. And with that, any other check-ins before we go back to NetControl? Okay, that's it. And back to Chris. Thank you very much for running the set and 3FQT.
Okay, thanks, Don, for handling the KA2JAI check-ins there. And thanks for being the Baltimore Traffic Net Manager. Don's doing a great job with that process, and a lot of great work being done, so appreciate that. All right, let's go to WA3 Delta Zulu Delta, WA3DZD, Maryland FM, your comments and call your stations, please. Okay, we'll probably come back to them. Let's try the N3, are they still here? Where are you? N should be N3XL. I'm pretty sure I saw them. Now I don't see them anymore. Okay, never mind. Any other link repeater systems that I missed, call now, please. Okay, very good. This is AB3WG. My name is Chris. This is the monthly MDC Section Echo Link Net. So let's go ahead to our other check-ins tonight, and we'll start right at the top of the list I'm looking at here. WI3J, Stu, your comments tonight, please.
Good evening, Chris. Everyone at WI3J, Stu here in Gaithersburg, and enjoying the nice early summer weather here. Supposed to get some rain next week, and we could do. We definitely can use it, no question about it. So hopefully, we'll get a good soaking here, get things growing again. Thanks for doing the net there, Chris. Back to you, WI3J.
Okay. Thanks, Stu. Always appreciate you joining us here on the conference. Let's go next to KB3SWS, and this is Pam. Your comments tonight, please.
Thank you, AB3WG, Chris at Net Control, and everyone else on the net this evening. I am looking to our summer field day event, which will be next weekend. Back to Net Control, KB3SWS.
Okay, very good. Thank you for joining, and appreciate the work you're doing out there. All right, let's go to my good friend Jeff, KC3OQP, and Jeff, tell us what's going on in your world. I know we had some events earlier this month, so give us a report on that. Absolutely great events that I attended. Tell us some more about that. KC3OQP.
All right, Chris, thank you for doing that, and thank you for coming out to Downs Park on the 3rd of this month. We had 9 ham radio operators come up to the tent that we had, and we had about 5 little kids get on the air with KB3KWT, and he asked them a whole bunch of questions, and it was a very good public service event. I know my next event is July 4th, Severna Park Parade, and I'm just now starting to ramp up for that. I just got the information today, so looking for people for that. Trying to think what else is going on. Unfortunately, I probably won't make it to any of my clubs. I'm a member of 3 different clubs, field day, unless I go out and travel at nighttime. I will be actually in Western Maryland, and I plan on stopping in at their field day out that way while I'm out there. I also plan on making a few other stops on my way back into town. So hopefully I get to make all the stops that I want. And I always have a HT with me even when I'm not out on ham events. And it's always good if you're going to a ham event to bring a HT. That way you can talk in and do other communications while you're on the scene. Just a friendly reminder for some of the people out here. And I think that's about it that I have for the net tonight, Chris. So back to you, KC3OQP.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Jeff. And, yes, I visited the Bowie Fest down in Bowie. That was an excellent event, very well attended. And then the Downs Park event that Jeff is speaking about. Both of those events, the setups were absolutely, I could go on and on, the setups were absolutely beautiful. We had a lot of great folks come over and speak with our groups there, and it was an absolute pleasure to be a part of both of those community events. It's not often that I get to go to a community event like that. It's a really great way to promote amateur radio to folks that don't really know what amateur radio is all about. So we had a lot of folks asking questions that we're not used to hearing because they're not hams. And so really great job on both of those groups. Okay, next I see on the list, Whiskey 3 Tango Delta Hotel, W3TDH. Tom, I think you've been in just about every meeting this week that I've been in. Thanks for joining tonight. Tom is one of our emergency coordinators. Your comments for the net tonight, please.
Thank you, sir. Looks like my volume might be low, so I'll talk up. Looking for somebody on the Eastern Shore who would like to host a equipment cache for the mutual assistance team and for Aries in general out there. So if you're someplace in the middle of the Eastern Shore, then you should probably get in touch. My call sign at ARRL works fine. Also, if you have or even want to have a repeater and you've got the space for it, I can probably put together enough people and certainly a tower for it. that would make it possible for someone to host a repeater that could cover the entire Eastern Shore and therefore be a tremendous use to the emergency service Skywarn national traffic system, all of it out there. So if you're somebody who'd be interested in that, please get in touch, W3TDH at ARRL.net. Back to you, Chris, W3TDH.
Okay, hope that was a long enough pause for the systems to reset. And I appreciate, folks, if we need to do something, just scream at me in the comments. I'm trying to keep one eye on the comments section, so thanks for that. All right, thanks, Tom. I appreciate the emails and the conversations that we've had regarding the equipment cache. So I hope somebody steps up and can help us out with that, because it's a great opportunity. All right, next on my list is KB3SPH, and this is Jeff. Your comments for the net, please.
Good evening, everyone. On 14 July, the Southern Maryland ARC will host a technical training session on microcontrollers and microprocessors and how we might use them in the shack, given by one of our members. Location is Upper Marlboro on Friday, 14 July. Everyone is welcome. More information, send me an email, kb3sph@arrl.net. Back to net. Good net.
All right. Thanks very much for that. And let me take a little diversion here. I've only got one more station I need to call, so stand by. Speaking of field day, I normally, in years past, the section manager and several other of the section leadership team have gone around to field day sites. And I've been so busy, actually, I haven't really thought much about field day. I probably shouldn't admit that publicly here, but it's the truth. I will not be able to get around to any field day sites this year. I have a family of functions going on both days, so I apologize to everyone for that. I have been making it to every single HamFest and, as I mentioned before, the community events that are going on. So I'm getting around pretty well, and I'm pretty happy about that, and I apologize for not being able to get to your field day sites. It's one of the most fun days of the year for me, and I'm going to be out of state, so that's the update on that. There's information regarding that in the section news as well. I think I put something in there about that. So, yeah, we're looking forward to field day. There was something else I wanted to mention. The VOTA. Don't forget about the VOTA. I sent a blurb out to all the league members for VOTA. Our VOTA coordinator, Sid Caesar, is heading up that effort, and he's doing a great job. So if you're interested in becoming a VOTA participant, please contact Sid Caesar, and he'll get you set up for that. All right, AB3WG, this is the monthly MDC section, EchoLink Net. Let's take a break. We have one more station, and then we actually might end early this month. Stand by. Okay, very good. Let's now go to KC3TLO, and this is Don. Your comments for the net tonight, please.
Thank you, Chris, for drawing the net, and hello to everyone else. I am looking forward to our summer field day and getting everything ready to go, and just so looking forward to it. Back to net. Kilo Charlie 3, Tango Lima Oscar.
Okay, very good. And continuing with the field day theme here, just real quick, we have plenty of time. Please make sure your groups, your Aries groups, and your field day sites are safe. You should have a safety coordinator or a safety officer on each of these field day sites. I believe last year I went around and every site I visited, the first question I asked was, who's your safety officer? And so please make sure your guy wires are labeled, or not labeled, but identified. Everybody knows, I know if Marty were here, he would ask, what's the number one hazard during field day? And everyone knows it's tripping. So please mind the cables, mind your generators, make sure they're being operated safely. We don't want anyone to get hurt, especially not on my watch, not on anyone's watch. So do mind the safety. Make sure you appoint a safety officer, and we'll keep everybody safe and have a lot of fun. All right, AB3WG, this is the monthly NBC section, EchoLinkNet is there. I believe I've gotten through the entire list, and it's not even quarter of yet. So is there anyone I missed or anyone who would like to give any other comments before we close this out?
W3TDH.
Okay, TDH. Tom, go ahead, please.
I'm serving as the safety officer for the Montgomery County Amateur Radio Club and the Damascus Emergency Communications Team. Joint field day this year, and I've been collecting information on this, so I just wanted to cap a couple of things. We have a bad trend over the last 5 years. In four of those years, we've lost people who climbed temporary towers. Don't do that. There's no reason on God's green earth that a temporary tower should be climbed. No matter what it is you forgot or what it, if it's not worth taking a tower down for, it's not worth doing. You know, four hams dead is too much. And then the other thing is, you should have somebody who knows how to use a fire extinguisher have the fire extinguisher in their hand when refueling is being done on anything, whether it's a generator or a camp stove or anything, and take those things well away from the operating site to do that work. That's what I had for you. Go back. Tenet, please, W3TDH.
Okay, thank you, Tom. Great information and good precautions there on field day. All right, let's make this last call for anyone I missed, any repeaters we didn't get to hear from KC3ORB, and I think there was one other one. So any further comments or check-ins from any Lynx repeaters before we close?
YVQ.
YVQ, go ahead, please.
I've been jabbering away in the text box, but there probably are a number of folks still in the repeater systems who can't see the text box. So a note for field day, which isn't that far away, but is within range of this plan, to set up a Windlink station at the field day site and get the extra publicity by inviting local officials from public safety, emergency management, etc., to see how field day is done. With a Windlink station there, you can send them an email, which they can pick up with their cell phone at their convenience to demonstrate to them our connectivity talents with radio email. W3YVQ.
Okay, thank you, Father Al. And along with that, I know we're going to be getting probably 10 messages from one of our local clubs here, and so we're going to work through that. And N3FQC, Don, if you're still listening, we need to chat about that. So don't forget to send some field day messages. They need to leave the field day site via RF, and you'll get some points for that. All right, let's go ahead and wrap this up. I want to thank everybody for joining us here on the monthly MDC section EchoLinkNet. My name and phone number is all over the league website. If you need to contact me, please do so. It's probably better if you call me anymore. I'm having a bit of difficulty communicating with folks via email. So if you need to call, contact me, 240-755-4257. That number is in the section news. It's all over the league webpage, on the MDC page, and so forth. So let me know what's going on. Let me know how I can help you. A lot of great work is being done in the section. We have a great staff and a great section. And pretty soon we're going to have a great website. So thanks, everybody, and thanks, John Creel, for hosting us, as always. We'll see you here next month on the MDC Section EchoLinkNet. Good night, everybody.